What is up, guys? Welcome to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. If you've been here for a while, welcome back. So happy to have you here. Today, I figured I have a couple minutes before my kids get dropped off at the bus stop that I would talk about some tips and tricks when it comes to intuition, learning to understand it, learning to decipher it, learning to understand the difference between intuition and fear or your ego. Because if you're listening to this podcast, this is probably what you want to actually hear from me, right? So here we go. Okay, guys. So let's first break down what intuition actually is, and we have to dive into the topic of the human brain. So the human brain has two hemispheres, the right hemisphere and the left hemisphere. The left hemisphere is our logical, analytical, mind, the one that does the 2 + 2 and the 5 + 5 and the 25 × 10, all of that stuff. It is the organizer. It is the thing that tries to make logical sense of things. Whereas our right hemisphere is our connection to the divine, essentially. It is where we bring in our creativity, our intuition, our psychic abilities, our deeper wisdom and knowledge that we just have. That's really our connection to the universe. And what essentially happens when we receive a psychic impression or a psychic hit or anything that we want to call that is that it comes into our energetic field through the right hemisphere of our brain via our intuition or whatever we want to call it. But then, because of the wonderful thing called the human brain, it will automatically go to the left hemisphere where we try to make logical sense of it. I cannot begin to tell you through the years of working with people where someone will say, you know, I'll put them on the hot spot and I'll tell them to do an intuitive exercise or something along those lines or do some sort of reading. And what they'll do is they'll give me a really great hit. They'll give me something that I can actually confirm. And then all of a sudden they go, but I don't know. I might be making this up, but I don't know. Maybe this is just my imagination. You can literally witness yourself doing this. You can literally witness your brain picking up an impression and then turning it into something that it's not. We are literally naturally designed to do that. That's the thing. I like it, to be completely honest. I absolutely love it when somebody would come to me and they would be apprehensive or they would doubt their intuition, because that makes me look at the person's character. They don't want to fuck something up. They don't want to just trust something that they can't make sense of. That means that they're grounded. That means that they're trying to, you know, understand or discern what exactly is happening. I get a little fucking scared when I have people show up to my mediumship circles or my psychic development circles, and they come and they do one mediumship circle and they have a somewhat decent reading, and then the next fucking day they make an Instagram stating that they're a psychic medium. That shit freaks me out, because at the end of the day, this work, psychic, intuition, whatever the fuck we want to call it, should be respected. And we should take it seriously, because I know that this work can really help people. It cannot really help people, but it can help you. It is very, very powerful. So we need to treat it as such. With that being said, sorry, I get off tangents. Just roll with it. So that's the first thing when it comes to intuition, is you have to understand it's okay if you freak out and you start questioning it. That's just proof to you that you have a normal functioning human brain. Second off, when it comes to intuition, okay, whether it be, a somewhat negative feeling or sensation that you get about a certain subject or person or anything, it always comes to you calmly. It always feels right. It always feels like nothing is really shaking within your energetic system when a true intuitive or psychic hit comes to you. It just feels like that is to be true. Okay. When we're feeling uneasy, when we're feeling anxious, when we're feeling it in our chest, when we're feeling like, oh, I think this is intuition, but we're feeling it, like we're not feeling calm, we're not feeling secure, we're not feeling totally connected to our higher self, that's when it's our imposter syndrome, that's when it's our unhealed traumas. And that is why it's so important that if you're going to go and do this work, if you're really having the desire to develop your natural psychic abilities or mediumship abilities or intuition, which you should, because why the fuck wouldn't you? You have to do the fucking work. You have to heal your shit. You have to take accountability for your own healing, for your own triggers, for your own trauma, and really take a look at your shadow, because you're just going to go fucking, you have to do both. You have to. Period. Okay. So understanding that intuition, regardless of what kind of piece of information that you are receiving, it feels calm. So the best thing to do in that sort of circumstance is closing your eyes, taking three big deep breaths, and just asking yourself how you feel. How is your body feeling? How is your chest feeling? How is your gut feeling? How's your throat feeling? How does it feel? And that's where you're going to find the actual answer. Okay. Another thing that I want to share is that when it comes to intuition and mediumship, believe it or not, there are things where if you are a medium, okay, this is a tip that will help tremendously, especially for anyone who's clairsentient. So if you are developing, if you are a medium, and you know when you're blended with spirit and then you just feel like it's kind of like an energetic overload because maybe the spirit doesn't necessarily know how to manipulate energy and use your clairs to give you evidence so you can like be the messenger. Like if you're a medium, you understand what I'm saying. Like when you're feeling like that, the best thing that you can do at that particular time is one, ask the spirit to take a step back, do it nicely. But also two, when you're doing any sort of psychic work or intuitive work or mediumship work, and you are kind of on energetic overload, what you can do is just start tapping on your solar plexus. Just start gently tapping on your solar plexus and envisioning yourself just kind of resetting that PowerPoint, that energetic PowerPoint, and it really calms down your whole energetic system. So those are my little tips and tricks for you today. Be sure to subscribe here. Be sure to come hang out with me on YouTube. I'm all over the place now. Be sure to subscribe to my email list, so you know when my upcoming classes and events are coming and all of that great stuff. Oh, and come follow me on Instagram too, Erica W. Russo. All this information is going to be in the show notes for you. I hope everyone has a wonderful day, and remember to trust your intuition. I'll talk to you guys soon.